Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, or ray at rte.ie. Tonight, just after news on RTE1, we'll meet seven families who lost loved ones during the pandemic. One of those families are the Hickeys from Kilkenny, who lost 51-year-old Catherine. Her death was in the news in April because Catherine was one of the first healthcare workers in the country to die from COVID. She worked in St. Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny. Catherine was married to Joe, and her children, Christopher and Michaela, feature in the documentary. And Michaela joins us in studio. How are you doing, Michaela?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Commiserations about you, about your mum. She was
much.
Only 51.
Yeah, so young.
Yeah. I'd imagine you didn't even think about the day your mum wouldn't be with you anymore.
No, and I thought it'd be a very long time away.
Yeah, because her mum is still alive, your granny.
Yeah.
And that, it must have been tough for, very tough for her to lose a child.
Extremely tough, yeah.
Tell us about your mum then, Catherine.
She was such a loving person, so bubbly, like never burdened anybody with her problems, like never spoke about them, was just always there for everybody else. And like just always a listening ear, like so caring.
Yeah. And she worked as a cleaner in St. Luke's.
She did, yeah.
Yeah. How long has she been working there? You don't know, okay.
Sure. A couple of years.
Yeah. And a lot has been made over the last 6 months about people like your mum.
Yeah.
Who were so essential.
Yeah.
To the fight against the pandemic. Because hygiene became, it's important in hospitals anyway, it became a lot more important. And was she chatting about that when she came home from work?
Not really. Like, she would mention it, and she did at the start, and you know, she just kind of took it in her stride that this was the work she had applied for in the very beginning. And fortunately, it just came with the job and she just took it in her stride.
Mm.
Never gave out about it. Or
yeah. How would she feel about you going through her wardrobe, which you do in the documentary tonight?
Oh, I often did and tell her she had loads to wear.
Yeah.
And she'd be telling me she had nothing.
Yeah. Her wardrobe's like a game of two halves. So
yeah.
There's the sort of work and at home in Ireland half, and then there's the holiday half.
Yeah, two completely different wardrobes.
Go on.
When she went out foreign, she just, like, it was like her personality came out through her clothes. All the different colours and vibrant colours. And then when she was at home, it was black. Her uniform, that was it.
And she loved her holidays, particularly the beach.
Oh, absolutely. Loved the sun. Just.
Where would you go as a family?
Either Portugal or Spain.
Right. How many times a year?
Oh, three.
Would you?
Maybe, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. As many as we could.
Yeah. There's a picture of your dad and yourself in the documentary tonight on Tremor Beach.
Yeah.
Not quite the same. A lovely beach.
Yeah.
Lovely beach, but yeah. So let's go back then to February, March. And we were hearing in the papers and on the news and everywhere that this virus was coming to Ireland. And then it was announced that it was here. Your mum then was suddenly on the front line of this fight against COVID-19. What precautions was she taking?
So she was just washing her hands regularly.
Yeah.
She keeping her distance.
And had you had a chat at home about the fact that she was working in a hospital?
No.
No.
Like,
as you said,
not
she's
throughout
not.
This. Yeah. No. She never made it an issue or.
Yeah.
No, like you think that you would.
Yes.
And it'd be one of the main conversation in the household, but it wasn't.
And if she had worries about working in a hospital,
yeah.
She didn't tell you.
No.
She probably didn't want to burden you with it.
No, probably not, no. But she just,
yeah.
Just took it in her stride. She didn't
okay.
Talk about it.
So then she felt unwell.
Yeah.
And immediately was it thought that she had COVID?
No.
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 Why not?
Because it was vomiting and like body aches.
Uh-huh.
So we just thought vomiting bug.
Yeah.
Maybe not 24 hour, not to worry about.
Yeah. Not the typical symptoms
of
COVID-19. And then it persisted, did it?
Yeah. So it kept going and she had an awful pain in the back of her head. And just body aches, but and then shortness of breath. But like there was no cough, you know, the usual ones we were looking out for.
Yeah, yeah.
That we were seeing the ads.
And of course, this was in March, so it was the early days of it.
Yeah, so, you know, we weren't hearing much about it. So it was just kind of stories, but it wasn't common at the time.
Yeah, it wasn't real. Yeah,
no,
it wasn't
happening to us.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely not.
Well, of course, bad things like that, we think, never happened to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And then who decided, or did she decide to get tested?
You
don't know, no.
No, I think it was between herself and my dad.
Right.
Get tested. Yeah, because of working in the hospital
Yeah. And then test results came back and it was positive.
Yeah.
So then as a result of that, she had to self-isolate.
She did, yeah.
Yeah. So she had to stay at home. And were you and your dad, did you keep a distance from her?
We did. Yeah. She isolated in her bedroom and my dad slept on the couch.
Right.
But we had got it anyway.
Oh, you'd got it anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So all three he had.
Yeah.
Chris, who's your brother, he lives somewhere else.
He lives in his own house with his fiancée. So
right.
We could only speak to them through the window.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And I suppose at this stage you thought that this will pass, this is something that's going to pass.
Oh yeah, you know, it was only up from here and things were always going to get better.
And did you have a relation who had it and recovered?
My uncle.
Right.
Which was my mother's brother.
Aha.
And they hadn't even been in contact with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
He got it
quite bad and recovered. So.
He did, yeah.
So you're looking at that and you're going...
Yeah, there was a bit of hope there after seeing him recover.
Yeah. And when did you realise that your mum had it bad?
It was maybe the Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
She couldn't drink. She couldn't eat. Physically, she couldn't.
Yeah.
And her lips started to turn purple.
Right.
And there was no go in her. She wasn't the bubbly person that she normally is.
Yeah. And what was she saying to you? Because she sounds like a woman who wouldn't like to burden you.
Oh, she was just giving out to me that I was I'd make a terrible nurse.
Okay.
So I was giving out to her.
Right.
And I knew she was sick when all she kept asking for was a hug.
Right, all right.
As well, but unfortunately we couldn't hug because, you know, I didn't know I had the virus at the time.
At that stage, yes.
And, you know, I didn't want it to go around in a vicious circle.
Right. So was it the Wednesday then that yourself and your dad brought her into the hospital?
Yeah, my dad had dropped her to the hospital on the Wednesday, yeah.
And she got progressively worse then over the coming week?
Yeah, so she had pneumonia when we got the call on the Wednesday evening to say she had pneumonia.
Okay. And then over the weekend she had a stroke.
Yeah, when she was ventilated on the Friday, then she had a stroke over the weekend, yeah.
Right. Okay. And so you got a call then, and your poor dad was taking all these calls from the hospital.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. So at some stage then he got a call to say that she was on a machine.
Yeah, we had FaceTimed her beforehand.
Right. And how was that?
The most heartbreaking thing we'll ever do. And we knew we were saying goodbye. I think it was that gut feeling. She was very much at peace. Talking to us, I was crying and she was asking why I was crying. And she was just so relaxed and, you know, she was just saying to look after the baby and my niece that's coming.
Yes,
and she just told us she loved us and to take care of each other. And we just had a feeling that that was it.
And were you... You know, protesting. Were you saying to her, "Ma, but you're not going anywhere"?
Yeah, and I was asking her to stop, and
I
couldn't understand why she was so calm and saying these things, but I knew deep down why.
And of course, she, having worked in a hospital, probably had seen people at this stage of their lives, and knew what it was like.
Yeah,
that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Did you record that FaceTime?
Unfortunately, no.
No. No. Oh, so that's the last time you spoke to her?
Yeah, 12:30 that Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she was being kept alive by a machine. And what day then did you go in to...
We went in on the Monday and they told us that there was no hope. And then on the Tuesday, we went back on the Tuesday to speak to the doctor, and the right side of her brain was after dying. Okay. And she would have been on a machine for we don't know how long, but that's what was keeping her going.
Yeah. So you had to have the chat.
Yeah, of when.
When to turn off the machine.
Yeah, so we had decided the next day. She could have went on her own. We didn't want that. We wanted to be there with her. So we had decided on the Wednesday morning for myself, my dad, my brother to be there with her as she passed.
God, that must have been a heartbreaking conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have to physically switch off the machine, or is there somebody in the room who switches it off for you?
No, there was a nurse there that did it for us, yeah.
Yes. And you have to say yes.
Yeah, so they had switched it off at 12 and they said she had a very strong heartbeat that she kept going till 12:30.
Right. Oh, it's heartbreaking. And then the funeral, of course, we've heard so much about funerals during lockdown. And it was no different for you, was it?
No. We didn't have that support, you know, of like the things we take for granted. A hug. You know, like that physical touch from somebody. That pat on the back to, you know, reassurance of it's going to be okay. We didn't have that.
Mm.
It was a lonely walk from the gates up to the plot, you know.
Yeah.
Like there was no family behind us. Friends, like we didn't get to do all the normal things that we took for granted beforehand.
Yeah. And you were still self-isolating. So the starkest part of all this is that the funeral was on the Friday, was it?
Yeah.
And yourself and your dad were back sitting at the kitchen table alone 4:00 that evening.
Yeah, it's just the two of us, and as if nothing had happened that day.
You mentioned the baby and Chris's fiance.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Shauna.
Shauna is expecting. When's the baby due?
18 days.
Right. And that would have been a very exciting thing for your mum.
Oh, she was so excited. That's all she was talking about when she was in ICU.
Becoming a grandmother.
Yeah. She couldn't wait.
Isn't it? The circle of life is just, it's mad, isn't it? The
orbit. Yeah.
Your mum, and she obviously, I'm sure that the little baby, and they know it's a girl.
Yeah.
Will be told about her granny.
Oh, she will, of course. Yeah.
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 And it's an odd one that she'll have a great granny, but she won't have a granny. Well, she'll probably have granny on the other side, will she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. How's your dad?
He's okay. Taking it day by day.
How long were they married?
It would have been 26 years this year.
Right, yeah. Why did you agree to be on the programme? Because it's a very public thing.
To raise awareness for the virus, you know, and to show that my mum wasn't a statistic and she wasn't just a healthcare worker. She was my mum. She was my dad's wife. You know, she was a daughter, a sister, you know, like... That was a person. She didn't just lose her career, she lost her life doing this. And I just wanted to raise awareness and show that, you know, it is serious.
And do you watch the news now at all? Or would you avoid it?
I don't watch it anymore, no.
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 No. I can understand why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 18 days' time or thereabouts.
Yeah.
There'll be an addition to the extended Hickey family.
There will.
A little girl.
Yeah.
She'll be doted over.
Oh, of course she will, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's will you watch it tonight or?
No.
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 No. That's understandable as well. Love and Loss in the Pandemic is on tonight after the news. And Michaela and her dad are featured in it, along with six other families who heartbreakingly lost loved ones during the pandemic. Michaela, that can't have been easy. Thanks so much for coming up from Kilkenny. And mind yourself and your dad.
Thank you very much,
Chris,
Ray.
Thank you so much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.